Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Happy Monday to you and yours. Thank you, supporters of my original podcast here on blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and Image Mechanism. Have been on a 3-year hiatus from broadcasting Image Mechanisms, and since then I've been in school in Dallas and lived in Sherman and Texas and worked at Choctaw Casinos and Resorts and in Durant, Oklahoma, and Mississippi-based Dirt Cheap, and of course been the entrepreneur that I am with Culture Shock Entertainment and Image Mechanisms. We just wrapped up the Crossroad Film Festival a few weeks ago, which was awesome. It's the 19th year, next year's 20th year. Super excited regarding applying for a $2,500 grant with the Mississippi Film Alliance, which is headed by the executive director of Oscar Film Festival, Melanie Lynn Abington. So, just giving you all a quick update. I had planned to talk about the importance of SPF, protecting our skin, but this is a reacquainted show. So the next broadcast, because it is so important for us to protect our skin year-round, and especially in cold weather and especially in the spring and summer season. But it's really important, you know, being in the sun, in and out of water, pools, lakes, rivers, whatever, just sunbathing. And that goes for all, regardless of who you are. If you have skin, it is very important for you to protect your skin. Our skin is our largest organ. Have many of you realized that? I have always loved this topic of taking care of one's skin since I was a little girl. Right after the show had premiered, I had gone to school at Ogle School in Dallas, Ogle School for Hair, Skin, and Nails, and still need to get back and finish. And I've always wanted to get my license and as an esthetician. And ever since I was a little girl, I've always known SPF when I was somewhere with Avon and other department store brands, always known the importance of protecting our skin, sunscreen, and one thing my teacher, my instructor at Ogle School in Dallas, that is the number one thing that she always stressed, the importance of us protecting our skin, SPF. It is very important, and so a big shout out to Mrs. I'm so excited. Savali, Ruiz, so Lucy. So excited to be hopefully resuming my studies soon. And also getting back to work at Choctaw Casino. So hopefully they're having a big job fair there today. So shout out to them. I had planned to visit HR departments real soon, and when I heard about the job fair, I definitely can't miss it, but I'm missing it, so looking forward to going back and talking with the HR department regarding the positions that they have offered me. But again, this is Image Mechanisms, and this is a spin-off show from the Shock Entertainment Reports that I created in early 2015, and there will be another show broadcast today, update audio show presented from in the Culture Shock Entertainment Report broadcast. But pretty much Image Mechanisms focus more on beauty and fashion and self-help topics, where Culture Shock Entertainment Report is pretty much, you know, lifestyle. So it's a lifestyle show, Image Mechanisms, but it's a focus on in-depth discussions regarding and spotlighting beauty, fashion, home decor, you know, home decorating, design, and the like. That's a whole other world in itself when you talk about fashion and merchandising and really going in that topic. If you're coming from an artist perspective or from a consumer or retailer perspective or even in the direct sales, that's a whole other world. So that's why it was important for me to create the spinoff image mechanisms also. Definitely. You must tune in next time if you really want to be educated on SPF and the products, low-end and high-end products that are amazing, I mean, to use. What's important is that you, especially now, use SPF 30. So we're going to go in depth regarding the different types of SPF that you can use depending on your lifestyle and your family's lifestyle. Because it's very important to protect the kids, protect yourself, whoever that has skin, it's very important. And I don't want to sound redundant, but it is very important. I have friends that have melanoma. As a student studying aesthetics, that is something that we cover. When you're an esthetician, when you suspect something is not right in the beauty realm, we send our clients to a dermatologist or an esthetician with an A, which I would like to get my license for that too, those that work in the medical field, but definitely a dermatologist. And cancer. If the client goes to a dermatologist, they find out that it's cancerous, then of course they need to really seek help from a cancer physician. And I do have friends that do have melanoma, and a new friend of mine, a musician, is very popular, and he's a go-getter. He's not letting it slow him down, and but he gets his treatments and so on, and he expressed to me, I did not protect my skin as a kid in my younger days, and it started out as just one little spot, and it's serious. It's really serious. So, and it doesn't matter your race, where you're from, where you live, your complexion, it does not matter. So it's very important to protect your skin. You can't say, oh, I have dark skin. I have dark skin. Chocolate. But as a kid, I've always believed in protecting my skin. I went to Avon products and other like department store products. But there are great products on whatever end, on the high end and on the discount stores, department store budget. But again, this is Image Mechanisms. You can email me at Culture Shock, Inc., KULTRESHOKENT _ Beth@yahoo.com, and also Beth.GirlRep@gmail.com. BethMark@gmail.com. And I'm all over the place on social media. On Facebook, I have a new public page. Facebook had been getting on me about creating a public page for many moons. It even shut down like my legit page, and after they researched me, somebody researched me, and so social influencer, but they researched me, they said, they invited me to create my own public page, and any of you that do network with me know I have pages and groups that I manage, successful pages and groups. That I manage, but not on my own public page. My original page was the page that my friend Jermaine, when he first sent me the friend request, I brought into MySpace. Because I've been on Facebook since 2007. And I remember when my friend sent me the friend request from Facebook. And it took me forever to accept it. And then he said, it's for intellectuals. like us. That was the part of the pitch that got me to go ahead and hit that confirm button. Because I was having a blast on MySpace, and I might have been on LinkedIn and blogging. I enjoy being a blogger. And so my original page, Miss Beth Nelson, which I do send posts to that, because that was my pseudonym, one of my pseudonym names. And so my friend, he sent that to that name because that's a pseudonym name of mine. Because Beth, my name is Bethany, and Beth is one of my favorite songs, one of my ultimate favorite classic rock band, Kiss. And Nelson, of course, respect to Prince. And Miss Beth Nelson. And so that was my original page. But I still send posts there, but I don't log into it. If I could, I would, but I do post and interact on that page. And then I have my Bethany Williams page, and it recently reached 5,000. So I'm trying to filter, because I have some friend requests that I'm waiting to be confirmed. But I created the public page just in the nick of time. So feel free to network with me on my public page, Beth Entrepreneur, facebook.com/BethEntrepreneur, and you can share your projects and your information. If you would like to be a guest or a co-host or an inspired topic for the Shock Entertainment Report and for Image Mechanism, and to effectively network. But I enjoy relationship marketing, influencing marketing. So, and you know, everybody's not into it, but I'm one that I'm into relationship marketing, effectively networking with people. I know a lot of people, some people, my friends and colleagues, they'll tell me I don't have time for that. And sometimes we do run out of time, and I'm in the balance in the day for some effective networking. But it's important to take breaks and really do your best to manage your time on and offline. Because, I mean, before the internet, I always enjoyed networking in person. From a kid, anybody can tell you, I like my alone time, but I like my people time, and I like effectively networking. So it took me a minute when I did get into the internet, which one of my mentors and friends, when I first met him in 91, Tony Brown Strong, and he's on my friends list if you all want to connect with him, Tony Brown Production. I remember when I met him in Jackson, my native Jackson in 91. And he immediately sent me a book called The Game of Life. We'll go into that another day, too. But he happens to be sending love to Bill Cosby. But he's a good friend of Bill Cosby, but he talked about his friendship with Bill Cosby at that time. That was 91. But he shared with me the internet was going to blow up. Like, it was 91, like, now. And sure enough, internet millionaires sort of popping up, like, within a couple of years. And at the same, when he initially began mentoring me and being my friend, we talked about the power of development, ownership, and especially people of color owning hotels and their own banks and so on. But I just wanted to chat with you all, get reacquainted with you all. I've been on hiatus for the past 3 years from this show. I have been broadcasting Culture Shock Entertainment Report, but it need to go get back into the full-fledged rotation. And so you all definitely keep in touch with me on Twitter, Instagram on Best Entrepreneur also. Snapchat, Cut the Shock Inc., Twitter, Beth Williams, BETHWMS, and Cut the Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. I still have a YouTube channel for those of you that like to send YouTube videos or connect with me. Because I was sending quite a few YouTube videos yesterday. And just a shout out to my friends, those of you that I network with in person, over the internet. Thank you all for your prayers regarding my mom. Those of you that listened to my mother passed away in December, and she loved you all. She appreciated your love and your prayers and your support. She was a guest on Culture Shock Entertainment for us a couple of times, discussing some of our favorite recipes. But mother passed away, and Mother's Day is coming up this coming weekend. And so just send a shout-out to those of you that are mother figures and mothers, and those of you like me. I lost a son. I don't have when people think I don't have a child, I do have a child, but he died at birth when my first husband and I were dating. So I'm 49, so I lost a son. And I guess my son would be like 28, 29 right now if he was alive. But a big shout out, big birthday. Birthday shout out to those of you who celebrate birthdays. But a big happy Mother's Day celebration. Love to those of you that are celebrating Mother's Day also. And so I just wanted to touch base with you, get reacquainted with you. Love, again, connect with me. Instagram, again, Beck Entrepreneur. Successful. Closed Facebook group in honor of James Franco that was created last June. And it's called the James Franco Project. And also there's the Revolution and Minneapolis Style Project also. But again, thank you all. The next show we will definitely talk about SPF and go in detail. And hopefully you can call in. It won't be an audio commentary type show like this one. But it will be set up where you can call in or chat with me in the chat room so we can discuss the importance of protecting our skin, SPF. So, again, but this is a season where you need not go lower than SPF 30. I can tell you that much right now. But thank you for listening to this off the hiatus update of Image Mechanism. So much love and God bless. Thank you. You've been listening to Image Mechanism live on this Monday morning. God bless.